It's 7:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. More Coloradans are now eligible to get the coronavirus vaccine. That includes more older adults. Here's CPR's Chuck Murphy.
The governor announced that he was changing our guidelines and that now everyone 70 and older in Colorado is eligible for the vaccine. We knew it was coming because the CDC had made a similar recommendation, but that's going to add a lot of people. And they are about 80% of the deaths in Colorado and a similar number nationwide. So the CDC has been looking at protecting people of that age and older. So it's good news that they move up and we'll be able to get the vaccine sooner.
CPR's Chuck Murphy. Others who can now get vaccinated include first responders and healthcare workers who have less contact with coronavirus patients. State Attorney General Phil Weiser is warning Coloradans not to fall victim to COVID-19 vaccine scams. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
The Attorney General warns that fraudsters may contact people claiming they can get them a vaccine or an appointment to get vaccinated. Weiser says don't fall for it. When responding to communications from a doctor, pharmacy, or health department, verify the source and check the phone number. If you have questions about when a vaccine will be available for your age group or job, check with your doctor or local health department. And above all else, do not rely on unsubstantiated claims about a vaccine's availability. The COVID-19 pandemic has been ripe for fraud and scams. The AG's office last spring investigated several claims of price gouging on hand sanitizer and toilet paper, and yes, false offers of a vaccine, even then when it wasn't yet available. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
The city of Pueblo plans to honor residents who have died of COVID-19 with a moment of remembrance today. Mayor Nick Gratisar says the city has asked churches to ring their bells for 3 minutes starting at noon.
We're asking the citizens to take a moment at noon, listen to the church bells, and just reflect on the people we've lost in the community to this pandemic over the last year.
More than 300 Pueblo County residents have died as a result of COVID-19. Coronavirus numbers in Pueblo have been trending downward lately, and a curfew there is set to expire tomorrow. The curfew has been in place since the end of October. Pueblo and Colorado Springs, Metro Denver, the Front Range have highs today near 40. Partly cloudy skies through the day and chilly temperatures tonight. This is CPR News.